In the dark heart of Thorn Key, the shadows within Thorn Key, Cale Varn navigated the narrow alleys of Thorn Key's lower districts, his footsteps light on the damp cobblestones. The flickering torches cast eerie shadows on the walls as he passed by the scattered market stalls, their wares and aromas a reminder of the city's seedy underbelly. Rumors swirled that the merchant guilds were smuggling goods through the hidden passages beneath Thorn Key, bypassing duties and taxes to line their pockets. Cale had received a message from the Nightforge curators, a summons to meet with them in one of the ancient guild halls. The invitation was cryptic, but it hinted at something significant enough to warrant his attention. As Cale navigated the winding alleys, he pondered the intricacies of guild politics and his own connection to this tangled web. Upon arriving at the designated location, a hooded figure stood guard outside a massive stone door adorned with intricate carvings. The symbol etched into the metal was unmistakable, the Thorn Key sigil, a mark of the ruling family's power. Cale recognized the symbol from his early days as an enforcer for House Valen. It brought back memories he'd rather forget. The hooded figure nodded in recognition and stepped aside to reveal a narrow corridor beyond. The air inside was heavy with dust and the stench of decay. As Cale passed into the corridor, the doors creaked shut behind him, plunging him into darkness. A faint glow emanated from the far-end lanterns, casting flickering shadows on the walls. "Welcome, Cale Varn," a voice called out from the depths of the corridor. "We've been expecting you." Cale moved forward cautiously, hands at the ready. The darkness was oppressive, but he knew these corridors intimately. This was one of the oldest guild halls in Thorn Key, and its hidden passages held secrets even he didn't know. "Lord Tharos?" Cale asked, recognizing the voice as one of the Nightforge's ranking members. "Yes, I am," a figure emerged from the shadows. "Please, come closer. We have something to discuss." Cale approached cautiously, aware that his presence here was already breaking the unwritten rules of his current station, former enforcer turned freelancer. He'd walked this tightrope before. One misstep could mean death. "What is it?" Cale asked, a mixture of curiosity and wariness on his face. Tharos stepped aside to reveal a hidden chamber deep within the guildhall's heart. Inside, rows of ledgers stretched toward the vaulted ceiling, illuminated by candles that cast long shadows across the walls. The room seemed frozen in time, dusty, unchanged since the era of expansion, yet somehow still relevant today. "A concern has come up," Tharos began, his voice low and urgent. "It involves one of our own, a member who's found herself at odds with her duties." Cale sensed where this was headed. There was only one reason for such secrecy. The broken writ had been invoked. A member had failed in their oath, and the consequences would be severe. "I've seen her," briefly, Cale said cautiously. "At a low-end tavern on the outskirts of the district. She seemed troubled." "Troubled?" Tharos repeated, eyes locked onto his. "You don't know the half of it, Cale. We've received reports she's been using forbidden magic, Melostra spellcraft, in her duties. The risk is too great. She must be contained." Cale hesitated, weighing the risks and costs. His specialty was correction, not containment, or perhaps it was both. "What does the broken writ state for one of the Nightforge?" he asked. "Silence," Tharos replied firmly. "Until balance is restored, she's to be kept hidden. We can't risk compromising our efforts." Cale nodded, understanding, a reminder that sometimes justice wasn't about right or wrong, but about preserving order in a world where the line between was too thin. As he agreed to help, Cale felt the weight of his past settle on him once more. He'd walked the fine line between right and wrong long enough. This time, the stakes were personal, perhaps even familial. The whisper in his ear would have to be louder than ever before. One misstep could mean loss, not just for himself, but for those he loved. He exited the guild hall with a plan in mind, tracking the Nightforge member and understanding her motivations. There was one thing certain: the balance within Thorn Key's heart was shifting, and only he could decide its future. Cale moved into the city's labyrinthine alleys once more, this time not as a shadow but as a guardian of balance, ensuring that secrets stayed buried or revealed in the light of justice. The darkness of the Guildhall receded as Kale emerged into the cool night air, his eyes adjusting to the faint starlight that filtered through the narrow alleyways. He navigated the winding streets with a practiced ease, his mind already turning over the implications of Tharos's words. The use of forbidden magic was a grave offense, one that could imperil not only the Nightforge but the entire balance of power in Thorn Key. As he walked, the shadows seemed to deepen around him, as if the city itself was growing darker in response to the secrets Kale had uncovered. He turned a corner, and the sign of the Red Vixen Tavern creaked in the gentle breeze, his destination. The last time he'd seen the Nightforge member, she'd been nursing a mug of cheap ale at the bar. Tonight, he hoped to learn more about her troubles. Kale pushed open the door and slid into the dimly lit interior, the smell of smoke and stale air enveloping him like a shroud. The patrons were a mix of city folk and travelers, all with their own stories and secrets. He spotted the Nightforge member in the corner, huddled over a small cup as if trying to keep her words hidden from prying ears. "Mind if I join you?" Kale asked, sliding into the booth beside her. The woman looked up, her eyes locking onto his with a flash of recognition before she quickly looked away. "Not at all," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the murmur of conversation. "I wasn't expecting to see you here." "I wasn't expecting to be here myself," Kale replied, signaling the barkeep for a drink. But Tharos seemed insistent. "What's troubling you, Ilara? You look like a storm is brewing inside that head of yours." Ilara's eyes darted around the tavern as if searching for an escape route, her hands tightening on the cup until her knuckles turned white. "I've done something terrible," she whispered, her voice trembling. Kale leaned in closer, his voice low and reassuring. "Tell me what happened, Ilara. We'll face it together." The night air seemed to seep into Ilara's words, her voice barely audible over the din of the tavern. "I've been using Melos Draw spellcraft in my duties. I know it's forbidden, but I had no choice." She glanced around the tavern once more, as if expecting some unseen force to intervene. Kale's eyes narrowed. This was more than a simple lapse. Ilara was talking about something deeper. Tharos's words echoed back. "We've received reports she's been using forbidden magic. He'd assumed it was a mistake, an isolated incident, but now he studied Ilara, searching for signs of guilt or fear. Instead, he found determination etched into her features, a resolve that didn't quite match the fragile woman who'd first crossed his path. "You had no choice?" Kale repeated, his voice low and measured. "What do you mean?" "The broken writ doesn't tolerate compromise." Ilara's gaze dropped, her eyes clouding over as if she stared into some dark corner of her mind. "It wasn't my decision," she whispered. "They made me." A chill ran down Kale's spine. The implications were growing clearer by the minute. He leaned back in his seat, signaling for a refill on their drinks while buying himself time to process this new information. Ilara had been coerced into using forbidden magic, but who was behind this? And what did they gain from it? Ilara's words continued in a rush. "I didn't want to go through with it, but the Nightforge is offering her people sanctuary, and my family, they've been struggling." Her voice faltered, as if recalling the pain of those struggles. "My sister was ill, and I couldn't bear watching her suffer." The air around Kale seemed to thicken. He recalled Tharos's words, "Balance is shifting." Someone had used Ilara, manipulating her into performing a crime that could destabilize the very fabric of Thorn Key. The thought solidified his resolve he'd find out who was behind this. Ilara's actions, while misguided, weren't the core issue. It was the influence behind them. Kale finished his drink, his mind spinning with connections and possibilities, each one a thread in a complex tapestry that unraveled further with every passing moment. As they finished their drinks, Ilara gathered her belongings, an air of reluctance clinging to her like a shroud. "I have to leave," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. Kale nodded, understanding his own life depended on staying in motion. The stakes had shifted. This wasn't just about balance or corruption, it was personal. The tavern's patrons were thinning out now, the night air growing colder with each passing moment. Ilara hesitated by the door, her eyes searching for something Kale couldn't quite read. "You'll help me?" she asked finally, the word barely escaping before she pushed open the door and slipped into the night. Kale watched her go, his mind working overtime to untangle the knots of intrigue. The streets ahead seemed darker now, not just because of the late hour, but because Ilara's story hinted at a power structure that extended far beyond Thorn Key's city limits. He stood, signaling for the barkeep to keep their drinks, and followed Ilara out into the night, his footsteps echoing off the buildings as he kept pace with her. The night air clung to Ilara like a damp shroud as she walked with quick, nervous steps. Kale kept his pace easy, matching her stride for stride as they navigated through the winding alleys. They moved away from the red vixen's light, into areas of Thorn Key where shadows danced like living things. The silence between them was comfortable, a fragile understanding born from shared secrets. Eventually, Ilara ducked into an alleyway so narrow it seemed more suited to hidden scoundrels than fugitives. Kale followed closely behind, his eyes adjusting to the dim light that filtered through the city's high walls. They reached the end of the alley, and Ilara stopped before a small door tucked between two larger buildings. It was almost invisible unless you knew where to look, and even then, it blended in with its surroundings so seamlessly that only someone familiar with the Nightforge's hideaways would notice it. She produced a small key from her belt and unlocked the door, slipping inside without hesitation. Kale followed, finding himself in a cramped, windowless room filled with the musty scent of old books and dust. A single candle flickered on a nearby shelf, casting eerie shadows around them. Ilara lit another, and the soft glow revealed rows of narrow bookshelves, each one packed tightly with leather-bound tomes that seemed to whisper secrets in the dim light. "Welcome to our little hideaway," she said, her voice barely above a whisper as she gestured around the room. "I don't usually bring people here, but I suppose you're not just anyone." Tail's gaze drifted over the books, his mind racing with connections and new questions. Who had access to such a place? And what lay hidden within those dusty pages? "What is this?" he asked, his voice low and curious. But before Ilara could respond, a faint creaking noise came from deeper in the hideaway, a sound that didn't quite fit the old building's usual groans and screeches. Ilara's head snapped towards the noise, her eyes wide with alarm. "That I don't know," she whispered, already moving toward the source of the sound. Kale followed closely behind, his hand on the hilt of his sword as they ventured deeper into the hideaway. The air thickened with tension and something else he couldn't quite define as they approached a door tucked away from the main room, its surface unassuming but its lock clicking open under Ilara's touch. The door creaked open, revealing a narrow staircase that plunged down into darkness. Ilara's hand hovered on the wall for a moment before she fumbled in her belt pouch for a small lantern. The soft glow illuminated a set of worn steps leading deeper into the earth. "I don't come here often," she said, her voice barely above a whisper as she began to descend. Kale followed closely behind, his eyes adjusting to the dim light. As they reached the bottom of the stairs, he found himself in a small chamber filled with the sweet scent of old parchment and something else, a faint tang of smoke. The air was stale, heavy with the weight of secrets. Ilara moved further into the room, her footsteps echoing off stone walls lined with more shelves, each one laden with books that seemed to press in on them from all sides. Kale's gaze drifted over the titles etched onto leather covers, works on ancient history, forgotten rituals, and forbidden lore. In the center of the room, a small fire crackled within a brazier, casting flickering shadows on the walls. Ilara approached it cautiously, her eyes scanning the space as if searching for some hidden threat. Kale took in the scene, his mind racing with connections. This was more than just a simple hideaway or storage space. He noticed a small table beside the fire, where a single piece of parchment lay, partially burnt and torn. Ilara's gaze followed his, her eyes narrowing as she walked over to examine it. She knelt beside the brazier, running her fingers over the charred edges of the parchment. "Someone's been here," she muttered, her voice low with concern. "I hadn't thought I should have known." Tale watched as she pulled a small, intricately carved box from her belt pouch and opened it, revealing a collection of vials filled with a dark liquid. He recognized the symbol etched onto each vial, the mark of Melos Draw spellcraft. Ilara carefully lifted one of the vials, her eyes flicking to the parchment as if searching for some hidden message. She poured a small amount of the liquid into the brazier, and the flames danced with an eerie green light. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine. Magic was rarely this subtle, and he could sense the cost, a quiet hum of power that lingered in the air, like the memory of a scream. As the liquid took hold, the flames illuminated a faint message scrawled on the wall above the brazier, an arcane script that danced with a soft blue light. Ilara's eyes locked onto the words, her face pale as she whispered, "Ithonos." Kale's gaze followed hers, taking in the symbols etched into the stone, warnings of dark magic and ancient power. The air grew heavy with the weight of foreboding, the only sound the soft crackle of the flames. Ilara rose to her feet, her movements economical as she surveyed the room once more. Kale sensed a deep unease beneath her composure. It was clear this wasn't just a matter of forgotten texts and hidden secrets. "Ithonos," she repeated, her voice barely above a whisper, before turning to face him with an air of resignation. "It seems I underestimated the depth of our situation." Kale's grip on his sword tightened as he read between the lines. They'd stumbled into something far more complex than he'd imagined. "What is Ithonos?" he asked, his voice low and even, but Ilara merely shook her head. "Not here. Not now." She paced toward him, her eyes never leaving his face. "We need to get out of here. I shouldn't have brought you. It's not safe." Kale raised an eyebrow, a spark of unease kindling within him. He'd been the one pushing for answers, but Ilara seemed to be pulling back. The creaking noise had stopped, an oppressive silence now filled the space, like they stood on the edge of a fragile balance. As if sensing his thoughts, Ilara's gaze flickered toward the hidden staircase, and she took a step closer. "Come on," she said softly, her voice threaded with urgency. Kale hesitated for a moment before falling into step behind her, and as he did, he felt the cost of magic begin to accumulate, like a weight settling onto his shoulders. The flickering shadows in the room seemed to deepen, the air thickening with an unspoken threat. As they ascended the narrow staircase, Kale's hand on the wall provided the only sound in the oppressive silence that filled the room. Ilara led the way, her footsteps echoing off the stone, each step a measured retreat from secrets best left unspoken. They emerged into the musty-smelling hideaway, where the flickering candlelight seemed to cling to them like a shroud. Kale breathed deeply, feeling the weight of magic lingering on his skin, a tangible reminder of Ilara's warning. This was far more complex than he'd imagined. He watched as she locked the small door behind them, her movements economical and precise, sealing away secrets that threatened to destabilize the balance she'd carefully maintained. The air outside seemed to lighten, as if they'd shed the very weight of Ithonos itself. Ilara's eyes darted toward him, a fleeting glance that spoke volumes about the risks they now faced, the darkness of the unknown, and the price of knowledge. "We need to get out," she repeated, her voice firm but strained, as if the secrets below had left their mark on her, too. The Nightforge's streets seemed to stretch out before them like a twisted latticework, each alleyway and doorway holding hidden dangers. Tail fell into step beside her, his eyes scanning the crowded market stalls and passers-by with a practiced air of caution. They wove through the crowds, Ilara leading him deeper into the labyrinthine streets, away from the Nightforge's outer wards and toward the safer havens within its heart. But Kale sensed they'd only delayed the inevitable. Ithonos would not remain hidden for long. Ilara's pace quickened as they turned a corner, the sounds of the market growing louder with each step. They passed beneath the street lamp, its flickering flame casting eerie shadows on the walls, and Kale noticed something odd. The people around them seemed to be watching, their faces tilted toward Alara with an unspoken awareness that sent a shiver down his spine. As they navigated the winding streets, Kale's unease grew. The market's vibrant colors and cacophony of sounds only served to heighten his sense of tension, as if the very atmosphere was watching them, waiting for a misstep. Alara seemed lost in thought, her eyes scanning the crowds with a practiced air of caution, but he could sense the weight of her worry settling onto her shoulders like a physical burden. They turned another corner, and Kale caught sight of the Night Forge's central square ahead. The towering spire of the Lord's Tower rose above the rooftops, its glassy spire glinting in the fading light. Alara quickened her pace, leading him through the throngs of people toward a smaller alleyway between two buildings. The air grew thick with the smell of baking bread and roasting meats as they walked deeper into the alley, but Kale's stomach churned with unease. He sensed they were being herded toward something. As they emerged from the alley, Alara ducked into a small doorway hidden between the Nightforge's city watch station and a large tavern. A soft light spilled out into the fading streetlight, casting an intimate glow onto the cobblestones. The sign above the door creaked in the gentle breeze, the Red Griffin Inn. Kale raised an eyebrow as Alara pushed open the door, beckoning him inside with a discreet gesture. The interior of the inn was warm and inviting, filled with the smell of roasting meat and freshly brewed ale. A fire crackled in the hearth, casting shadows on the walls as patrons laughed and chatted in hushed tones. Tail's eyes adjusted to the dim light, taking in the mix of locals and travelers, each face a potential threat or ally, depending on the situation. Alara led him toward an empty table near the fire, her movements economical and precise as she slid onto one of the stools. As they settled into their seats, Kale's gaze roamed over the room, taking in the subtle signs of watchful eyes from the city guards seated at the bar to the hooded figure sitting alone at a table in the corner, their face shrouded in shadows. Alara seemed lost in thought, her hands clenched into fists as she stared into the fire. The cost of magic still lingered within him, a constant reminder of the unseen forces they'd stirred up in the hidden chamber. He leaned back against the wall, his eyes never leaving the room's periphery. For now, this was their sanctuary, but Kale knew it would not remain so for long.